Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, brought to you by the Drive-In Podcast Network, where we discuss film, TV, and all things Hollywood-related here on the show. I'm your host, Christian, and I'm joined by Mr. Anderson, a.k.a. my co-host, Devin. And today, we're going to be closing out our franchise revisited with The Matrix Revolutions, the year of The Matrix, 2003, as some people like to say. And before we begin today's review, our coverage, you can listen to our podcast on platforms around the internet. If you're a new or seasoned listener to the show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X. Mr. Anderson, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Have the week off, so that's always a plus. Spent this afternoon watching this film. It was interesting.
All right. I feel it, man. Yeah, I mean, we're here towards the end of the line. You know, we're closing out our franchise revisited review today. And, you know, we're gearing up for Matrix 4. And, you know, sometimes when it comes to these rewatches, unfortunately, they don't always hold up. A lot of movies don't always hold up. And that's, you know what? That's okay. But as always, this movie, man, oh man, I honestly don't know where to begin. So we'll just, we'll get into it here. This is crazy. I'm sorry. I just did not enjoy this movie all that much, but how's your week been altogether, man? You've been playing some games, watching some good TV, I hope.
Yeah. I've been getting into some games here lately. I recently beat Deathloop. Great.
Nice.
Game.
How'd you like it?
Should have been game of the year, but they went with the meme guy instead.
He said screw the Oscars or F the Oscars. So I was like, wow. Yeah. It takes two people to, and like I said, only takes two votes. I don't know.
Just started up Dishonored yesterday. Never played those games.
But oh, you got Xbox Game Pass for PC.
Yeah, it's all there.
I feel it, man. Hey, it's great stuff. I mean, it's a great time to be a gamer. It's a great time to be a nerd, just a film movie nerd altogether. You know, we're off this big high with Spider-Man. You know, we just finished that up. So if you haven't listened to our episodes already, definitely give those a listen. You know, we have a non-spoiler and a spoiler review for you guys up there. So Devin, I guess it's time to get back into the Matrix. Not for the last time, but for now, until the
quite the revolution.
Yeah, quite the revolution. Then, you know, we'll be resurrected into the Matrix here on out. But we'll be right back with our Matrix Revolutions review right after this short break.
Do you know what happened to Neo?
He is trapped in a place between this world and the machine world.
Bring me the eyes of the Oracle, and I will give you back your savior.
Mr. Anderson,
who are you? Look past the flesh and see your enemy.
It's impossible.
Not impossible. Inevitable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back with our Matrix Revolutions review. You see, I'm getting things mixed up, really, Devin. It's because there's Revolutions and there's Resurrections.
It's almost all the R's.
Exactly. There's Reloaded, Revolution. I almost said Resurrections first, and then it doesn't really help. It doesn't help at all. But Matrix Revolutions was, of course, directed by Lana and Lily Wachowski and written by them as well, and starring again Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, and many, many more. And the synopsis
much of them in this one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, just not a lot. Not a lot. Not
Morpheus a lot is in a seat the whole time.
Yeah, he's sitting down.
And
he's
Trinity is just,
he's the guy in the chair.
Non-existent.
Well, technically, Link is still the guy in the chair. Definitely. But yeah, I don't know. It's a very important. You know, I mean, 2003 was a really, really big year, but it's like, I mean, it was supposed to be the year of the Matrix. I don't know if that was like the best decision they could have made, but let me read the synopsis here really quick and we'll get on to our initial thoughts. I have a feeling this is going to be our shorter of the three for sure. But the synopsis reads as follows. The human society of Zion defends itself against the massive invasion of the machines as Neo fights to end the war at another front while also opposing the rogue Agent Smith. Very, very interesting. So I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you've seen The Matrix. If you haven't, they're all up on HBO Max. We're not doing the Animatrix, unfortunately, just because we don't have enough time left in the year. You know, we got to get to a few more other things before we take our nice little break from our 2-week break from podcasting, which I'll get into later in the show. But Devin, Mr. Matrix fan himself, ooh, I'm very excited. Give me your initial thoughts on this one. I mean, this whole thing, but we decided to do Matrix for this, you know, grand Matrix 4 thing. And yeah, I've been hearing some good rumblings about it, but give me your thoughts on Matrix Revolutions. Yeah, I almost said it again.
You caught yourself there. I think my biggest takeaway from Revolutions upon rewatch after who knows how long, but my biggest takeaway is that I think their biggest mistake was filming this and Reloaded back to back and releasing them the same year. I feel like that just really kind of hurt them here because they could have released Reloaded and then see what fans were thinking, see what they liked and didn't like, and then took that back to the lab and just kind of maybe reworked some things in Revolutions and just see what could have worked better than what they ended up going with. Because I feel like one of the bigger issues in Reloaded was we talked about Zion and how we just didn't really care about them or the city. They just kind of tried to expand on it more, but it just didn't feel necessary. And it felt like it just kind of dragged on the first part of that movie. And then this movie is just pretty much all about Zion and the humans within it that we just could not care less about. Like all these characters on the screen, I'm just watching. I'm like, I don't know who you are or what you're doing, and I do not care. Just all these random people, these random characters. I think the best recent comparison I could think of is the latest Halloween, where it's like all these Haddonfield town people coming to save the day. It's like, I just don't care. At least for that one, though, they have another sequel coming out to rectify that. This was like the end of a trilogy, and you come out with all these random Zionites. What I don't even know what to call them. Zionese, just random people from Zion fighting this big battle. And they get most of the screen time. Neo, Trinity, and Morpheus all take a back seat for the most part. Especially Trinity and Morpheus. They have like very little going on in this movie. Neo has a lot at the end with Mr. Smith, but up until then, he's pretty much absent. It's just, I don't know why they wanted to focus so much on Zion here.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, man. Honestly, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. This movie, it was just a very, very poor way to end a such an interesting concept of a trilogy. I mean, you know, coming from Matrix 1, you know, you get so many people excited. You know, Matrix Reloaded wasn't that bad, but, you know, we got a lot of action scenes there. But I do agree, man. I just didn't care too much outside of Morpheus, Neo, and Trinity. I didn't really care for any of these other characters. I didn't really care for Link. I didn't care for any of the Zionites. Link was
barely in it too. Like he was likable in the second one, and then he's barely there in this one.
Yeah, he was our guy in the chair in Matrix Reloaded, and then this kind of just,
it's like they just take all the starters out and they emptied the bench and just put in these random characters. There was those multiple scenes with those two females. I still don't know who they are.
I don't either.
I watched the whole thing and I don't know who they are. They're just there for multiple long scenes shooting a rocket at something.
I couldn't tell. It's just this movie, and you know, there are good parts about this. We're kind of just getting our annoyance and frustration out now, but even with like, man, it's,
and I know it's not their fault too, but even coming down to the Oracle, unfortunately the original Oracle passed away, so she couldn't be in this one, but it's just kind of, it's not their fault, but it's just kind of rough seeing a different Oracle there, and they don't really explain it either.
No, I mean they try to address it, but it's I do like one thing, the woman who took over for the Oracle Mary Alice. I believe she and the previous Oracle, woman who played Oracle, they were in Broadway or show business together. They did a few projects together. So if anything, I do like how they brought her in kind of as someone who the original Oracle knew. And I'm blanking on the original Oracle's her name, but you know, since passed. But yeah, I mean, it's a little unfortunate. I mean, like I said, they tried to address like why she looks a little bit different, but I don't necessarily think it's needed. But like we said, it's, you know, it's early 2000s, you know, like everything, like if they were to make The Matrix today, they would have just told everyone, hey, you know, unfortunately, or the passing of X, Y, and Z, or if they just, you know, replace somebody, they would have just let us know like up front, like, hey, this is what's going on. And everyone would have been okay with it. But I'm not sure if people knew prior or how in tuned fans were to, you know, because a lot of studios now are more transparent now than ever sometimes. But it's just very unfortunate that, you know, we did get another Oracle. She didn't necessarily like hinder it, but it's just not the same. I don't think she did a bad job. I don't think Mary Alice did a terrible job at all. It's just different, you know? So
yeah, it's no one's fault. It's just unfortunate.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, there's that. And then I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. When I was watching this, I'm like, okay, so like, where is this? Like, Neo is still in his coma. And then, you know, we kind of find out that he's in like this Matrix purgatory kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they got that really, really strange looking actor to be the train man.
Yeah. I he's been in a few other things. I think he played in Star Wars as one of the aliens. He looks very familiar, but I don't know. It's just like, you have such a good concept going from the first movie, and then, you know, the second one gets a bit convoluted, but now it's just like, it's just messy.
And I don't like how they keep lessening the character of Neo, because in this one, he just comes off as just a dumb person. Like when he first meets that guy that's been taken over by Agent Smith, it's like, we all realize that's Agent Smith hacking into somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he says, Mr. Anderson, we're all like, oh, okay, that's who that is. And then 5 minutes later, Neo's like, wait, you're Agent Smith? Like, what do you mean you just are finding this out after he said the only person who called you that name called you that name?
Yeah, it's like Yelena who kept calling Kate Bishop by her full name to let her know.
Yeah, and she realized right away. And it took Neo like 5 to 10 minutes to find out who's talking to him. Like, come on, guy.
Yeah.
Why are you making him dumb?
I don't know, man. It's just even during the battle for Zion, I'm not going to lie, that was like 40 minutes. I was like, I watched it for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, is this still going on? I was checking my phone. Not going to lie. I was quote unquote paying attention, but there wasn't much going on. Like, I didn't.
It's like they tried to increase the scale of everything. They tried to get the bigger alien type monsters on the screen. They wanted bigger guns. They had weird mech robots on the battlefield that people are piloting and fighting with that came out of nowhere. But yeah. It's just like they tried to just make the scale larger and make it a bigger movie. But that's not what The Matrix was about originally.
No. And it's just, there's too much Zion. Like, it was cool introducing it and Reloaded, because you do need to see, you know, okay, so besides the inside of Morpheus' ship, you know, obviously there has to be something else going on. And it just doesn't, like, there has to be a bigger world out there. You know, we've been told, you know, okay, like, well, they can't just be sitting on this ship for three movies. So obviously you have to move them around, but it was just, I don't know. I mean, I just think they did a poor job, and I don't think this movie really holds up all that well. I mean, there are parts that I really, really like, obviously with Neo and Trinity, you know, Neo getting his eyes burnt out, which is pretty cool. And, you know, him still being, you know, daredeviling it and still being able to see in a way.
Yeah, I mean, he gets his eyes burned out and it doesn't affect him at all because he has Matrix vision. Like, he just sees still. It doesn't have any effect.
He said Matrix vision. Oh my god.
Screw 2020, he's got Matrix vision.
Exactly, man. He can see into the next eon of human evolution. But besides that, and of course, you know, Trinity dying. I thought that was a really nice scene. It kind of shows how Neo isn't able to save everyone all the time.
It also kind of felt anticlimactic, though, because we don't really see her like last breath or anything. She kind of just implied that she died, which of course means that she won't be dead.
Right. Or she's on the postage for Matrix 4. So she's somewhere. But I do like the camera work of how they kind of zoomed in and she's like, you know, like, this is as far as I can go, Neo, you know, after they crash into the into the tower. And then they like pan out. I was like, holy God, she is like literally like impaled, like what, 3-4 times? I was like, this is crazy. Like absolutely crazy. But other than that, I mean, and the ending was just terrible. I was like, oh, is that it? Like, I thought it was something else. Yeah,
he's bargaining with this weird baby face amalgamation thing at the end that looked terrible. It sounded and looked terrible. Mm. Whatever it was, he's bargaining with it. He's like, I can kill Agent Smith for you. And they're like, okay, we'll do that. I mean, that end fight had some cool moments. Neo versus Smith had some cool fight scene moments in it, but then Mr. Smith hacks Neo and then he just kind of blows himself up and then it's just over.
Yeah. He gets him to the center of the Matrix to delete him. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. The final fight was cool, but it's just like, I didn't really care too much about it because we barely got Neo. We barely got the original trilogy in here. I mean, not trilogy, but trio. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
It feels like Morpheus was on set for one day because he didn't have time to film anything. He was just in a chair for like 20 minutes.
Morpheus, we need you to sit here. You're going to get paid millions, baby. Millions. We're just trying to Well, they filmed Matrix Reloaded and Resurrection. Matrix Revolutions back to back. And they both, you know.
Yeah, as I mentioned in the beginning, I think that's a big mistake they made because they could have released Reloaded and then seen what people thought about it, took some notes, what worked, what didn't work. And then they could have adjusted this one and made it better than what it ended up being.
Yeah, it's just like the whole idea of the Matrix got so lost in everything. And it really, really sucks that it kind of ended up this way. I mean, I wonder why, if that's the reason why they're making a Matrix 4. I'm not entirely sure, but I mean, it is what it is. I don't have too much else to say about it. I really just don't.
I don't really have many positives to say about it. I mean, I liked the little girl, Sati is her name. I thought she was interesting, her showing up a few times, and she's actually going to be in the new one as an aged up version of her, which is interesting.
Oh, is she really? Okay, cool.
Other than that, I mean,
I've been trying to like do all of like I've been trying not to follow the marketing material for Matrix. I kind of just want to go in blind because yeah. I mean we kind of did for Spider-Man. I mean, I watched the trailers a few times, but it was outside of that, you know, didn't really pay too much attention to it. I feel like nowadays it's just better to do that, especially for films like this, where it's like, okay, you know, it was a trilogy and it's like, oh, we're going to make a fourth one. Kind of like with Toy Story. Like it seemed like there was more a definitive ending in Toy Story 3. I did like Toy Story 4 for like the epilogue, but I wonder if Matrix 4 is going to serve more as an epilogue, or is it going to spark off another set of trilogies? So we're not entirely sure, but you know, it's unfortunate. And you know, listeners out there, we do apologize. You know, we tried, you know, like we talked about our positives or negatives. I mean, it, you know, obviously the camera work and the action is always great, you know, when they're hanging upside down, like they were actually hanging.
Yeah, that scene was pretty cool when they are fighting the guys at the club.
Yeah,
there's a couple of strange Ash references in this movie. Like the one security guard's like, you're gonna have to get past my big ass to get in there. I was like, what?
What guy? That's just the early 2000s talking right there. The early 2000s was like the year of like asses. Like that, and I feel like that's where our generation like grows up with. But like I feel like that was just, that phrase was just thrown around in like every single movie made from like the, like 2000 to like, I don't know, 2005, 2006, maybe even 2007, like majority through that through that decade. But yeah, you ready to get into scores? I mean, there isn't too much else we could talk about. It's just,
I mean, yeah, there's also that scene with the Frenchman at the club that just kind of feels way too easy for them. He's like, you get me the eyes of the Oracle and then I'll give you Neo. And then she's just like, no, I'll point a gun at your face and you give me Neo. And he's like, deal. Like, it's just that easy.
It's like, oh, okay. Give me the eyes of the Oracle.
That's the middle ground they find.
Give me the eyes of the Oracle. Okay. But yeah. What would you give this out of 10 or your rating?
It's tough because, I mean, I gave the original a 95. I gave Reloaded a 75. So definitely a step down, but still pretty good. This one, I'm going to go like a 50.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's just like a far fall from grace from the original. Just, they tried to expand too much and they didn't focus in on what made the original so special. And like you said, the Matrix got lost in this one, especially.
It's just the concept of what made it so great just got lost and muddled, and all of this battle for Zion. And I get it, you know, like humanity is under, you know, a lot of it's oppressed, and you know, it is what it is, but we get a nice little glimpse of the sky look when they're, you know, shooting all the way up. But yeah, overall, you said a 50?
Yeah.
I probably have to go with like a 45.
It's rough.
It'll be a long time before I revisit this one, if I ever do. I mean, if for whatever reason, you know, there's, you know, I get some craving for some Keanu, I'll probably just turn on John Wick. I'll watch the first two Matrix, then I'll skip Matrix 3 and then go straight to Matrix.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to deny at this point that John Wick has surpassed Matrix as far as a trilogy, for sure.
Yeah.
It's stronger throughout by far.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, every single one of them is rewatchable. It's just, Revolutions is not, it's not it. It's just not it. I mean,
there's just nothing going on that interests me.
No, not really. And I mean, the things that we wanted to be interested in, it's just, we don't get as much as of the trio as we were hoping. So yeah, on this rewatch, it's just unfortunate. But that does it for our franchise revisited, closing out the Matrix trilogy, even though we're technically not done yet, but it is closing out the franchise revisited of the Matrix trilogy. Wanted to thank Devin, as always, for being my co-host and coming on here and talking all things movies and comic books and TV shows and all that jazz, all that garbage that we talk about on a weekly basis. So that concludes our franchise revisited of the Matrix. Of course, we will be covering Matrix 4, aka Matrix Resurrections, drops on the 22nd. And actually, I forgot that we were doing a giveaway. It's still on. I just have to choose a winner in two days. So definitely I'll be retweeting that. It's a digital code giveaway for the original Matrix trilogy for US and Canada only. Follow us at Film Optics on Twitter. That is Optics with an X, so that you can enter the win. I'll put everyone's name to raffle and choose the lucky winner. But what is coming up on the podcast for the rest of the year, pretty much, because we're closing out. So you can check out our Harry Potter movie series review that we did here on the podcast. If you enjoy our franchise revisited series that we have newly dubbed it thus far. And of course, you know, if you're a big Spider-Man fan like the rest of us, you can check out our Spider-Man non-spoiler and spoiler review. We have both of them up because we love you guys so much. We wanted to give you guys the best content that we could for that. So definitely check that out. And of course, we've been covering Hawkeye for the past 4 weeks, and we have the season finale dropping this Wednesday. And so we're going to be covering that. And then, like I said before, Matrix 4, which will probably drop after Christmas, just so people can have a chance to go see it, much like we did for Spider-Man. And then the last thing on the list, I believe, is Don't Look Up. that will be coming to Netflix on Christmas Eve. And we hope everyone out there truly, truly has a wonderful time with their friends and family for the holidays. Like I mentioned before in other episodes, we're going to be taking a 2-week break, coming back on the week of January 13th. Gives us a little bit of breathing room so we can kind of strategize new ways to improve the podcast for you guys and, you know, bring on some new faces and some new content along the way. So yeah, that pretty much does it for this episode. So let's get on out of here for everyone. Whew, man, oh man. Well, we'll see you guys again in the Matrix, of course, and that is a wrap for today, everyone. Thank you all for listening. And if you enjoy the show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram to stay in the know. That was Devin. My name is Christian. And we'll see you guys in the Matrix.
Peace.